Welcome to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Hello, everyone. It is time for the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Listen, you guys, we have a wonderful show for you today. We have a discussion I want to just expound on, and the subject is called, Can You Be Trusted? And we're going to dive into this discussion right after this commercial, so come back and join us. We'll be right back.
Oh my God, I got to tell you, I was having a moment and I decided to surf the net. And that's when I came across this website called Comforting Promises, which is a great website, by the way. And get this, on the website was a featured book called The Journey by Sonya Buchanan that was recently published. So I immediately downloaded the ebook on Kindle because it talked about, you know, having faith for your life purpose. And let me tell you, the book is super great. I was so motivated to get back into the game pursuing my goals. And you gotta get the book because it's worth the read.
Welcome back to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Again, our subject today is, can you be trusted? I wanted to expound on this subject because right now there's a place all around us where we question that sometime in our life. And sometimes people question it more than once. They go through a course in their life questioning, can someone be trusted or can I be trusted? Well, because the Sonya Buchanan Show and the podcast, we discuss about providing information that will lead you to be a better leader. And as I talked about previously, I believe it was last week podcast, where leadership was something that we discussed and how to be a better leadership. And I also stated that every one of us are leaders. But today I want to discuss, can you be trusted based on being an efficient leader? Not just for everyone around you, but being a leader for yourself. Right now, there's so many things that is being presented to us daily. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of people broadcasting. There is a lot of people who are a part of social media. They go live pretty much every day, and they're speaking about news. They're speaking about things that have come across the news media. And everyone is pretty much, they're leading on their own platform. They have created their own tables where they are speaking. But the question is today, can you be trusted? Can you be trusted in so many ways where have you dived into the foundation of truth about what you're delivering over the media? Because right now we have a lot of just talking from every direction, whoever you're following. But you got to understand that can they be trusted of what they're delivering, and can you be trusted of what you're receiving without going into the depth of learning and understanding what they're presenting to you? And I want to talk about that today. Can you be trusted? But I want to share something with you about myself. And it's pertaining to the subject at hand. And I remember being a youth and being baptized. And again, I always stated that this is not a Bible study, but most of my life has been one is on a course of where I am today, because you start somewhere and you lead up until today. And I remember being baptized, and I would never forget the experience. I was fortunate enough to experience a transformation, and I was aware of the transformation. And I also was aware that my eyes was open to see things prior before being baptized. And I was a child who was gifted to be able to see and analyze as a wise child, because that was something that was given to me. And just like you as a child, your gift was given to you, and you were able to, some people were able to play the drums. They were just gifted to do that. Some people was able to build Lego my Egos, and they're architect, you know, it just comes natural. But Each and every one of us receive gifts. But at a young age, I knew that I received a gift. I didn't know what type of gift that was provided with the wisdom of what I was being shown. But as I was growing up, I was learning to analyze and see things that I did not want it to be a part of me. And before I even knew about prayer, I used to just pray. I just knew that there was a God. Now, I don't know. And no one told me that there was one. It was just something that I knew. And I used to pray and say, Lord, I don't want that to be a part of me, because I felt some type of hurt from it or some type of emotional despair from it. And I used to pray, if that's in me, you know, take it away from me, show it to me so that I can make it better. And I went through a course in life doing that. And I would continuously read books, and I would see things that I did not compel them to be a good characteristics, you know, and nothing wrong with anybody else. But this is how I analyzed myself all through my life. And again, our subject today is, can you be trusted? And so I went through a course in life of that way. But one of the things that I want to talk about also, along with the topic that we have, can you be trusted, is attitude is a product of belief. And everyone has an attitude, and they are a product of what their belief, their belief system in themselves. And today I want you to really think about, can you be trusted based on the decisions that you make, based on the views, how you see other people, based on your opinion of them? Because I want you to know that when you're viewing on the outside is really a reflection of how you're feeling on the inside. And as I stated before, attitude is a product of belief, and it's a product of a belief of how you, your belief system of yourself. Can you be trusted to give feedback to someone without having a narrative of them and having a reflection of your own belief system, but just on the bottom line, on just looking at the characteristics of what would be the right thing? Sometimes I explain that being a product of belief system, have you went through a daily analyzing yourself and making sure that your life is pretty much the characteristics that you want to be outwardly? As I stated before, I grew up analyzing myself, making sure that I did not want to be something that I was seeing that I thought that was hurtful. And that may have been because of my course in life, and maybe because of the way I have to come and deliver to you every week. I want to make sure that I am trustworthy and I am delivering information to you based on what I've already dealt with in life, what I've already endured. I remember a couple of years ago on my birthday, I went out downtown Atlanta and I ran into a homeless guy. His name was Benjamin. And I would never forget Benjamin. And this is something that I really want to share with you about our title, about judging people, about being a trustworthy person and not looking at people because of their circumstances. And again, our topic today is, can you be trusted? But I remember on this particular day, it was on my birthday, a friend and I went out after work to celebrate my birthday. And we ran into this homeless guy named Benjamin. And as we were downtown Atlanta, we got off the transit and we walked to this main area, which was the street area, and we sat on this corner. We had no idea about downtown, although I live in Atlanta, but I'm not really sure about the do's and don'ts in Atlanta. But the homeless guy walked up to us and he told us, you girls can't sit there. It's illegal to sit where we were sitting. And we had no idea it was legal, but we were looking at him and we knew he was homeless. And he says, girls, I'm telling you, you can't sit there. It's illegal. And so we got smart with the guy and told him, you can't tell us what to do. You know, being young, we said, we can't tell us what to do. You're homeless, you know. He says, I'm telling you, homeless or not, you can't sit there. And as soon as he turned around and walked away, the police walked up to us and told us, girls, you can't stand there because it's illegal. And he turned around and there was a sign behind us that says it's illegal to sit there. And he came back laughing at us. And he said, see, girls, you shouldn't listen to leaders. You shouldn't listen to authority, you know. And we all laughed at this. And I laughed at him and he's laughing at us. And it was right at that moment there was a bond. Although this guy was homeless, but what it taught me was, although he was homeless, he still cared enough about two ladies standing somewhere, and he walked up to us out of the concern that he did not want us to get in trouble. Again, our topic today is, can you be trusted? At that moment, it changed my whole course and thought of this guy because he thought enough of us being homeless. Now, I keep reminding you, he was homeless. And right at that moment, we talked and we laughed and he shared with us and he shared with us. And one of the things that I wanted to share about the immediate concern and immediate bonding at that moment with a homeless guy and two young ladies is that he began to share with us. And right before us, we can see like this presence of God all over this homeless guy. You can just see it. It was just automatically, you can see this. And he was talking with us and he began to share about she and I. He was so on point about our life. It was almost as if he was appointed to give us advice, because on the day of my birthday that I did not mention in the beginning of this podcast is that I was feeling really gloomy that day. I was not into where I should be, that I felt that I should have been in my life. I felt like I should have been a little bit more prosperous financially. And Benjamin was sitting there given us this word of wisdom about our life. He did not know us. He was on point. He turned to each one of us and told us exactly what we were dealing with each day. And we just sat there and got quiet because we knew that this guy was speaking to both of us about what the questions that we had for that day before we even showed up downtown Atlanta. And we turned around and looked at him and asked him, why was he homeless? He said to us, he said, he is homeless because he's there for the people on the street. And as we continued to talk and as we continued to bond and we laughed, we shared our phone number with him for him to keep in touch with us to make sure he's okay. And we gave him money and so that he can, you know, get a couple of things while he was on the street. Now, Benjamin, he contacted us for a few times, but he stopped calling. But I was so concerned about Benjamin. And again, our subject today is, can you be trusted? He called us a couple of times, and on the coming winter in Atlanta, we had a really cold front, and I was so concerned about Benjamin. I used to keep blankets and food and water in my car and a couple of dollars just in case if I ran into Benjamin, I can be able to take care of him, to give him blankets and pillows and things that he would need while we go through this cold front in Atlanta. But I would never run into him again. And I would stay up all night long and I can hear the wind blowing in Atlanta and the cold front coming in. And I remember the Lord giving me a dream. Now, I know a lot of you have dreams and visions. And if you do, write them down, because the Lord does speak through dreams and visions. But I would have dreams all the time. But I remember the Lord showing me a dream of Benjamin walking up into this beautiful white mansion, walking up the steps. And I knew right then God was taking care of him so I could have my peace in my heart. But Benjamin was a homeless man that I could trust. He was trustworthy because of the fact that he cared enough to let us know that he was concerned about our welfare of sitting in a place that it was illegal. But The topic today is so profound. Can you be trusted? Because it really narrows down to our characteristics, our image, our branding. Sometimes we spend a lot of time trying to brand our business, trying to brand whatever it is that we're trying to show in the public eye. But our first branding comes is when we brand ourselves. We are the first branding that we should be focused on. Our image, our characteristics, how we are presenting information. Is it honest? Is it trustworthy? Are you being sincere? Are you being honest and truthful? Whether it's presenting something that you have to say no or you have to be corrective about. Can you be trusted and delivering a message to someone when you have to correct them or when you have to say no to them? I remember at a time that growing up, I was very assertive, very confident to who I was. But when I delivered the truth sometimes came out aggressive. And it wasn't in the best interest of the person who was receiving what I was delivering. Although it was truth, it was the way I was delivering it. So that could have been a question about, can I be trusted and sincerely given a message to someone who needs to hear the truth? I was always a person who gave the truth. Despite whether or not how they received it or not, it was very important for me to give them the truth. It releases any kind of worry or concern. Or I just told them I would do something and I really did not want to do it, you know. I never was that person. If I did not want to do it, I said, you know, I don't want to do that. I'm not really interested in that. But it was the way I was delivering that message. So I had to tone it down. And plus, I received a kind of, you know how sometimes you feel this urge in your heart that you need to tone it down a little bit and figure out how to deliver something. You can be honest and be truth about it, but tone it down a little bit and then deliver it. Well, I had to address that part of my characteristics to make sure that the person who's receiving my information, that they know that they're getting this information, but they're getting it from the perspective of love. And this is one of the things that I wanted to make sure that I have this clarified within me before I even came out in public to do Confident Promises and Confident Promises broadcast, the Sonya Buchanan Show, to make sure that my characteristics is not even questionable. Make sure that I am humbly coming before you and telling you the truth. And that when my truth comes forth, it is the best interest from all parties. One of the things that is very difficult for me to receive information from someone who has never experienced such a thing, because people want to know, do you care? Do you understand? And when I was learning on this journey, I prayed and said, Lord, you know, I don't know all four corners of the perspectives in order to deliver a message. We have so many different scenarios. We have the East Coast and the West Coast and the North and the South. And everyone within North America, which is the United States, everyone's perspectives in life are different. And so I wanted to make sure that when I look and speak about a thing, that I understand that that perspective is questionable, how I deliver a message so I could be trusted and sharing that I do care about how people are living, how people are feeling, this perspective and that perspective. And if I don't know, I try to look up and research and find out, what is this corner is thinking about? How is Africa is feeling? How is European is feeling? How is North America is feeling about what I'm about to deliver? And it's very difficult to do that without having a spiritual connection with your Heavenly Father, because He would give you the information and then provide you with the wisdom in order to give and deliver that message. So you won't have to question, or anyone have to question, your characteristics. Can you be trusted? And it takes a gift. It takes a art. It takes a learning. It takes a reading. It takes a love in your heart to be able to do that. But today I wanted to just bring to you that subject. Can you be trusted? First, can you be trusted with yourself? Can you be trusted with your surroundings? Can you be trusted with what you present on social media? Can you be trusted what you speak about on the telephone? Can you be trusted about the product that you are producing? Again, attitude is the product of belief. What are you believing? And can you be trusted about what you believe? But that's what I want to talk about today, you all, is can you be trusted? Can you be trusted as an individual, first with yourself, with your surrounding, with your family? And if you are in business, can you be trusted within your business, the ownership, the entrepreneur? Because right now we are in a time where we don't know who to trust. We don't know what words are coming out of people's mouth. Can you be trusted in what you're reading? Are you following the crowd? Or are you making a judgment based on your characteristics and based on your integrity to be trusted about what you're saying? Can you be trusted individually, although you're working for someone and although this group is doing this and you know in your heart that what the group is doing is wrong? Can you be trusted enough to have enough integrity to step away and pray how to present the truth in a different format and not be with the crowd? Because right now, it is the bottom line is finding out who is to be trusted. It's getting very difficult every single day. We turn on social media, we turn on the news, we're reading the news. We don't know who is telling the truth. But individually, you can know if you are looking at yourself, can I be trusted? And one by one, it's like a domino effect. And people will know who can be trusted by the integrity of what they're speaking and by the delivery of their message. But ask yourself today, can you be trusted? Ask your kids, can you be trusted? No matter how young they are, ask them, can you be trusted with yourself and see what they say? Because it's very important that we have that foundation of knowing, can you be trusted with another person's life? Can you be trusted with your own life? Can you be trusted? Think about that, you guys. But this is the end of our podcast today, and I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank you for returning every single week. It is so important that you do join us, and I thank you for your support. But this is the end of our podcast, and I want you all to have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and a rest of a wonderful month of September. And it is fall time, my favorite season of the year. But this is the end of our podcast, and this is your girl, Sonya Buchanan, with the Sonya Buchanan Show, and we will see you all next week. Bye, you guys. Thank you for joining our podcast today. The podcast was produced and edited by Sonya Buchanan. For more information about the host, you can go to sonyabuchanan.com. For information about Confident Promises broadcast community, you can go to confidentpromises.com. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, The Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Until next time, bye, you guys.